Live from the old Austin Opry House in Austin, Texas, it's the After Reality TV Podcast.
This is the final rose, final rose tonight.
But first.
When people stop being polite,
shut up.
And start getting real.
The job is spoken.
Killed it. Good job.
After Reality TV Podcast, I'm Spencer Kitley.
And I'm Daniel Oler.
After 1 week hiatus, we are back with a special Thanksgiving week podcast to discuss all the latest drama in reality TV land. Survivor Blood versus Water is finally delivering on its concept. Bravo keeps on trotting out a solid product with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules, and Shots of Sunset, while they have several new shows that are ready to roll as well. Also, we talk about the latest from the newly revamped Scrubbing In. Dan, it was a great week in reality TV, but before we get started, where can everyone find us online?
It is up on Twitter, at After Reality Pod, or like our Facebook page, After Reality TV Podcast.
So, Dan, we missed last week. I was traveling a little bit. A little bit going on. We're tracking a lot of shows right now.
Yeah, but I would say it's the minor leagues of shows right now. It's not like the majors. I mean, we're kind of in the reality TV off-season, kind of getting some of the bottom of the barrel
stuff. We're just living for 2014 right now.
Living for 2014, yes.
We're talking Real World. We're talking The Bachelor. We're talking
Challenge.
The Challenge.
Yeah. We all know those are filming right now. So
next summer, we're talking, fingers crossed,
Bachelor Pad.
Fingers crossed for some Bachelor Pad. So what do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a slow time of the year. I think we're not getting really good TV. I mean, I guess of all these, Survivor is probably, you know, the mainstay, 27, you know, seasons. Outside of that, you know.
Well, and talking about Survivor, I told you this last week. We didn't have a podcast, but before I went out, I told you, I was like, I think it's getting ready to get good.
I'm still waiting for it to get
good.
And
we took a step towards it this week.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Or I say this week, last week, but this past episode.
This season's coming.
This season. So, Sierra and Laura, they're the last pair alive here. After Tina went home.
You don't die if you get voted off.
Yes, Dan. You go to Redemption Island, and if you don't win there.
That would make the show like 10 times better.
They take you to the Ponderosa and they kill you.
If they just like left you on the island.
Survivor,
to die.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, if they like just left you to die on Redemption Island if you didn't win, that would be actually really cool.
I want to go to the Ponderosa.
I don't even, you like.
That's where you go when you're like done and you're on the jury.
Oh, so that's like where the hotel is and all that.
Yeah,
good
that's
stuff.
Where you go.
That's where the
gorge
crew,
on
that where
food.
The crew lives and all
probably.
That good stuff.
That's
yeah.
Where Propes is holed up in the presidential suite of the Jungle Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, awesome.
So, Redemption Island. We're back with some Redemption Island. We kick it off. Aris and Vitas, the brothers, and Tina.
Yep.
It's grappling hook toss to pull in these bags. And then when you get the bags, they have balls in them, right? And
yeah,
you have
to
do
a
maze.
Yes.
Slam dunk thing for Aris and Vitas to beat Tina at, seemingly.
No, I mean, again.
Seemingly.
I don't think it's slam dunk. Again,
I didn't think she was going to be able to throw the grappling hook.
Yeah, but remember, she was doing
the tailgating golf.
Yeah, the tailgating golf earlier, so you figure that she had. I mean, at least she had
some.
We
were wondering why she was chosen to do that before, because she didn't do that well.
Yeah, she did pretty good doing grappling.
So, she collects all three bags in four throws.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, it wasn't that hard. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of these challenges aren't that hard, and they're not that different from each other.
All you have to do in that one is you just have to throw it past it and then drag.
And then it helped that you landed in sand and not, like, bounce. You know, so it stuck when it landed.
Right.
Too.
So, she... Oh, I forgot. I left out there was a... She makes it all the way through this balance maze thing that they're teetering with straps above their head.
Have you seen that puzzle before, right? I'm not like strapped, but within your hand, and you kind of do that.
Yeah.
She makes
it all the way to the end, and it's done, and she just blows it.
Yeah.
Blows it.
It happens. That's why they had that hole there.
But she stays alive. Vitas goes ahead, and he wins the thing. and she rallies back and beats Aris in what was a head-to-head of two former Survivor winners. So Vetus, he wins the Redemption Island. He wins the immunity clue. Aris goes off, first member of the jury, headed to the Ponderosa to go get fat on cake and donuts.
And I doubt he's going to get fat.
Vetus gives the immunity clue to Katie. And finally, Dan, finally someone keeps it. We hadn't seen someone keep it since Candace gave it to her husband twice.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking, I was like, but Brad got, you know, Brad, blah, 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 just because, what's his name, John told Brad. So, yeah, finally someone keeps, and then I kind of reason, you know, if I could look at it and then burn it, that's what I would do.
Well,
or it doesn't even matter.
That's ideal, that way no one else can
steal it
out of your bag.
Like, I don't want people following me everywhere I go in the woods, too. What if I had to go to the bathroom? Like, hey.
Yeah, but if you're Katie, you're keeping the clue.
Yeah, you got to, because she's, you know, low man on the totem pole.
Yeah, she has no chance. And
everybody's got a chance.
Everybody does have a chance.
Did your first grade teacher tell you that? Everyone's got a chance.
All right. So, get back to camp. Sierra, she has a conversation with her mom, lets her know that she may have to vote her out in order to be successful.
So this
and make
the
it
main,
to the final three.
This is the main plot of this.
Right.
So, like, mom versus daughter.
Why is she so sure that she's going to get to go to the final three? You know who the final three looks like to me, right?
Yeah, I think
it's Tyson, Jervis, and Hayden all the way.
I think she thought she could ride the coattails. And get, you know, we had these same kind of conversations in the challenge or anything when people start like, "Hey, I'm going to vote you off because you know, even though we're buddies, but you know what? Neither of you are going to win this, so it doesn't really even really matter."
So, but Survivor finally down to their final pair starts to get what they really wanted to see, is someone make that decision. And she's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Next morning, Katie wakes up early to go look for the immunity idol. Up and at him. Boom, I'm gone. But not quite fast enough.
Well, yeah.
If I get up, I'm like vanishing. You're not going to find me. And Laura M. gets up 2 or 3 minutes behind her and tracks her down.
Well, I don't understand why she slept so close to everyone if she was going to try to sneak away. Like,
well, you got to sleep in the shelter.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure everyone's pretty much a light sleeper on that beach anyway, you know, depending on the bugs and lizards that are crawling over you. So the minute someone moves, I would wake up.
Maybe she had to get up and pee.
Maybe she did, but maybe the bathroom's on the other side. That's why they know you're not going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you double back through the woods.
Yeah.
That's a rookie move, I think. So Laura chases her down. Meanwhile, Tyson tells Sierra that her mom's going home. It's the first kind of like legit move that Tyson's made. Most of the stuff he does is pretty sneaky. After referring to himself as the Big Bad Wolf.
Yes.
So we go to the immunity challenge, where you have to hold onto this rope on a tilting platform, and at every interval of time, you have to move further down on the rope to where it's more and more pressure on your arms and your abdominals and on your shoulders.
I'll tell you what, Survivor does not have the imagination that Big Brother has or the challenge.
They don't it's hard for Survivor to have the resources that Big Brother has. Because Big Brother's in the middle of like a studio.
Well, what about the challenge?
The challenge is in other countries. But a lot of time it's near, like, resorts and stuff.
Who do you think has a bigger budget, CBS or network TV or MTV?
Oh, network TV.
Exactly. So you think that if the MTV can pull off some of these challenges, that CBS
can
do?
I don't think it's as big of a challenge for MTV to get their apparatus built in the places that they do it. They're not in super rural places.
If I'm ranking them right now, challenge number one, Big Brother 1B, and then Survivor like 4.
And then we can have our reality show of building challenges.
Exactly. I think that would be a really good
show.
Who
builds the best challenges?
But so
and
far.
then the next episode comes on right behind it of the actual challenge.
So I think, yeah, I think
so. Maybe we can meld challenge set building with what we're asking for from MTV of more social. So go 30 minutes, 30 minutes, and then a full hour of of the challenge.
Yeah, we could try that. But I'm just saying Survivor's challenges are very lackluster.
Maybe we'll see some improvement.
But at the same time, like, you got to remember Survivor's average age, you know, demographic is like a 65-year-old person. So maybe for a 65-year-old, holding onto a rope with a knot on it is like, whoa, calm down there, buddy. Well,
so in your opinion, who is the most physically fit or physically imposing person still on the show?
Still on the show? Hayden?
Who was the first person to let go of the rope and fall in the water?
I believe it was Hayden.
Just, like, arms trembling and struggling.
I know, but it's not...
You think he's throwing it and making it look that way?
No. And maybe. I'm sure it's hard, but I'm just saying... What's good TV of watching people hold a rope, or on MTV where you have people swinging on ropes going back and forth and trying to hit each other like they're human dodgeballs?
Good point.
Good point. Excellent point.
So Monica wins second individual immunity. Monica's, I think, a force, around, force to be reckoned with.
So I think she's just got, I mean, when you think, okay, let's go Hayden. Like, Hayden's probably a strong guy, but he's also a bigger guy, you know, than Monica. I think Monica.
She was cool as a cucumber too.
I think pound for pound, Monica might be the strongest person on the show.
Oh, she's all muscle.
Yeah. Well, so
and silicone.
So she's really strong and she's really light. So I think that helps her.
Yeah. And obviously that family knows how to get in shape. I mean, Brad's a solid 150 pounds lighter than he was when he was playing for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, when you stop taking steroids that the NFL gives you.
Dan, I don't think the NFL is giving you steroids. That might not pass the substance test.
Back when Brad was playing.
Brad didn't play that long ago.
I got a feeling Brad was... Brad was on something.
But he didn't play that long ago.
Hey, I'm just saying that there's...
Did he?
Hey...
He didn't sound like he played in the creamsicle days of the Buccaneers.
But I'm just saying,
Steve Young and Vinny Testaverde weren't his quarterbacks.
I think
was he there on the Super Bowl team? Do we know that?
I don't know. I don't think. I think they would have made a bigger deal about it, like Super Bowl champion.
Brad Culpepper.
Yeah, but you know, once you start cycling off that stuff, you'll tend to see you get a little smaller.
All over.
Those are rumors.
Those are rumors. So Monica wins burgers and dogs. What does she do, Dan?
She gives it to all the other people. Like a true mother.
Yeah, well, I kind of got the impression that Monica was like, I don't eat hamburgers and hot dogs.
I'm not a big hot dog fan either, so I mean, I wouldn't be against...
If I offered you hot dogs and you hadn't eaten anything in 30 days...
I don't know, man. I really don't like hot... Especially like Oscar Mayer.
What if they're all beef?
Like a good, like, you know...
Good all beef hot dog.
All beef hot dog? Yeah, probably.
Sign you up. You're going to eat a dozen.
Yeah, not a dozen. I'm not half a dozen. I am not a big hot dog fan. So Brad did not win the Super Bowl.
Did not? What were his years with the Buccaneers? 94 like, to 99. Oh, he's a little older than I thought he was.
Yeah. That was prime steroid age. 75 to 95 was... Now it's HGH and whatever else they're taking, but steroids.
He played at the University of Florida. Did not know that. He was a 10th round pick. I thought it stopped after 7 rounds, or it does now.
It does now, yeah. I think we digress.
Played at 6'1", 275.
What is he now? I bet now he's like 205.
If that.
Yeah.
195 to 205. As we get off on our retired NFL players podcast. Sierra, pretty sneaky. Trying to figure out if Katie found the immunity idol.
Yeah.
Tells her, you don't have it because I have it.
Yeah, which is...
And Katie immediately goes, nuh-uh, really? You have it? And Sierra immediately knows that she doesn't have it.
I don't think Sierra was that sneaky as much as Katie was that gullible.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I'm sure Sierra had, malice intentions, but at the end of the day, she didn't really try very hard either. It was like...
But it was all for naught,
yeah.
Because Laura is sent home by a vote of 7-1. The one vote was her own,
yeah,
for Katie.
Now, would it have been better if Sierra like backdoored her mom? Like they kind of knew going.
That would have been
like,
pretty dramatic.
That would have been pretty dramatic.
I don't think you would see that happen.
See, that's what I was. When they say blood versus water,
you don't really backdoor on this show, though. It's different if it was Big Brother, and you like in your head of household, and you put two people up, and then you pull one of them down and stick your dad up there.
I mean, they call the back door on the show when you get voted off and you're not expected to get voted off. That's what they're
blindsided.
Blindsided.
They call it a blindside, not a back door.
It's all the same. So blindsided. If she would have blindsided her mom, like, hey, we're in this together. Kind
so
of
Dan, I, they showed us four votes because that's all we needed to see, or four votes against Laura. The fourth one for Laura, parentheses, mom, sad face.
Yes.
I was really glad that they showed us that, and I was glad that everyone there saw it. So they kind of give Sierra a little bit of not an edge in the game, but gives her just an edge to how she plays the game.
Yeah, maybe, or she's the next off anyway. You know, it could be between her and Katie, right? They're going to target her and Katie next.
I think they're targeting Monica and Katie next.
Well, I think Monica might be too strong. I mean, the fact that if Monica wins,
what do we have? We have seven people left, right?
Katie, Monica, Hayden, Colton. No, not Colton. Caleb.
And Sierra. Sierra Jervis, Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson. So,
seven people left. I think the next people to go.
Seven people. Yeah.
What I would do right now, if I'm there, I realize that Tyson and Jervis and Hayden are calling the shots, right?
I don't know if Hayden's calling. I think.
Okay, but that's the power crew.
Yeah, I think. Tyson and Jervis are calling the shots.
That's the power trio. There's four others of us. Why not align? Caleb's not going anywhere with those guys. Those girls aren't going anywhere. Although, those guys would be smart at some point if it's two of them and one of the others. Because you don't want to be in a final competition with three really strong dudes that could keep you out.
Yeah, but at the same time, like...
Depending on what the competition
sometimes is. You see the weak want to be with the strong, too. So, is it easier to create your own alliance, or is it easier to try to catch on to the strong alliance and just try to see how far you can go?
So, at this point in the game, Dan...
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win...
You know,
and who is really, I mean, who do you want to sit next to in the end? Maybe two questions. One is, if you're there, who do you want to sit next to, and who do you think is going to win this thing?
I think Hayden's going to win.
I agree 100%.
I think Tyson's, like, it's going to come out that he's kind of pulling the strings on all these kind of shenanigans, and usually the leader halfway through usually doesn't win. They're not going to go through. You know, he's not going to last another 30 days or whatever. Sitting next to him, I could see Monica.
No, but the question being, who would you want to sit next to?
Who would I like? Katie. No, people like Katie, I think. Lauren, I think they like the girls.
It's not who you like in this game, though. It's more that,
well, don't
hey,
they vote,
you
right?
deserve.
Yeah. I would say Tyson, then. If I want to sit next to someone, I want to sit next to Tyson.
Thinking that everyone's going to be pissed off at
Yeah.
him. At the same time, couldn't there be a case made that he played really well and orchestrated everything if he's still there at the final two?
It just depends on how he gets to that point. Like, right now, I don't know. Like, if they find out that he's been sneaking food off, if they find out he's been doing all these other, that he's been lying to people about having the idol. I mean, some say it's playing the game. Others say he's just lying to
them. He's not lying. He's playing the game.
Yeah.
There's no moral anything in this game.
The fact that he's acting stupid, but he's being real smart, is kind of, like, I think people will be deceived by.
I would sit next to anybody not named Hayden or Jervis and maybe Tyson. I would want to sit next to one of the other four because none of them have done anything in the game other than Monica's won a couple challenges.
I think Jervis might get the sympathy vote, you know, being 13 years or whatever since he played, you know, didn't win the last time, come back, old man, whatnot.
Yeah, who knows? Let's move on a little bit. And let's talk about scrubbing in. It's been a little while since we've talked some scrubbing in. It's back in a really late time slot, so we won't give it that much time.
I think MTV has given up on the show.
MTV's been giving up on a lot of shows. So it's back. It's in this really late time slot. Last week we saw kind of saw more of a
more Friday than Thursday.
Oh, it's midnight Eastern. Yeah. We're Central, so it's 11 p.m. for us. Kind of a more heartfelt episode last week. We see Adrian's storyline, his father visits. Adrian throws a barbecue, and we knew everybody didn't like Chris. We really start to see why. Just his behavior the previous episode, out at the restaurant, and his behavior at this barbecue. He's the guy that it's just like something he says, and that's just crickets.
Yeah, because his opinions are so
strong.
He's very strong, strongly opinionated, and he thinks he's always right. And the things he talks about is just things you probably shouldn't talk about to a group of people you don't even know that well.
Well, and then he's such a wuss and such a complainer. His big thing on that entire episode was all everybody does is drink and talk about drinking all the time, and I just don't want to be around it. Good, then don't be around it.
Yes. But at the same time, he didn't sign up to be with these people. Like, he's kind
actually,
of
he did.
Well, I mean, not these people, though. Like, he didn't realize that he was going to sign up with a bunch of... No, I'm not saying they're alcoholics. I mean, they're young people who are away from their house.
Probably having a good time.
Having a good time. I mean, I'm sure they work
blown
hard.
Through all their money, as we learned in the second episode.
So, I think, you know, I get where these people are coming from. But at the same time, I mean, if you're going to leave, just leave then. Like,
I mean, he's always forcing this on everyone else. Does he not realize that this is his issue and not their issue?
Yeah. And I don't like this thing where he felt... At the same time, I feel like he wants to be the center of attention, where he wants people to, like, talk about the fact that he doesn't drink and he wants to call it out. Like, I think he likes being part of the center of attention, and he's probably not getting it as much.
Yeah, I don't know about this guy. He really bugs me. Great quote, though, from Chelsea in the episode. Chelsea is the married one. She says, "It's a good thing Chris doesn't work anywhere longer than 13 weeks. Because no one can handle him any longer."
Yes.
Which I think is pretty accurate about old Chris. So that was that week. He's whining and bitching and pissing and moaning about everybody drinking. The follow-up episode, what does Chris do? He throws a crawfish boil. Great. Invites everybody. He's actually pretty well-behaved. Even makes hand grenades for everybody.
Ugh.
So he doesn't drink, doesn't want, and he's tired of everybody else drinking and talking about drinking. So he throws a party and makes like the most obnoxiously intoxicating drink you could possibly give to someone.
You love when you go to New Orleans and you're like, "Oh, let's all get hand grenades," and you get them, you're like, "Oh, what a horrible idea."
Hand grenades and hurricanes. Yeah, and my personal favorite, the 190 octane.
I don't know. I've never had the 190 octane.
It's like an orange Everclear slushy, and yeah, they are fantastic, Dan.
I've had the I know I don't like hurricanes. I know that going in. Hand grenades always sound like a great idea because they give them those little plastic glasses. And you're like, "Oh, let's get a bunch of them." And then you get them and you're like, "Oh, God, these are horrible."
What's it? Tropical Isle? Is that the... Is something Isle?
Yeah,
is where you... It was where the hand grenade was created?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, yeah.
I always find my way to Fat Tuesday. It used to be a chain and it still is in some areas, but that's where you get the best version of the 190 octane. They call it different things at other places. It'll warm you up real fast. So we know all along that Chelsea's married. Finally, her husband calls on the phone, and it's actually on TV. And pretty quick, he ends up coming to town. But before he does, but this interesting interaction between Chris and Veronica, who is more or less like an HR person that works at the hospital.
Yes.
This is awkward lunchroom scene with her where he meets her.
Yeah, right. That whole scene was so set up.
And then sends her this really nice arrangement of flowers and lands a date with her. You think she would really go on a date with this guy?
No. I felt like this whole storyline was set up.
And then they made out.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't even know if she really worked. She could have been an actress for all we know.
And she doesn't refuse. And this is just like at a red light driving down the road.
Yeah, they must have done. I mean, they must have done the storyline, like compressed it. Maybe they really did go out on a date, and like over weeks they kind of got to know each other, and then like they came back in the show and they filmed like a.
You think somebody lasted weeks with that guy?
I don't know, man. That guy is. I probably couldn't talk to him too long.
So Chelsea's husband comes to town.
Yes.
And she's excited they're going to go to Del Mar to go to the horse races.
What are the odds?
Sounds fun, right?
They always have a group outing whenever someone comes into town.
Always a group outing. And this is a good one, though.
Do they own that party bus? It's like the same party bus every time they go.
Oh, I didn't even notice the party bus this time. I didn't notice how they got there.
I guess
they showed them getting off of it.
They always take the same. I think it's the same party bus. They just park it outside the complex.
It's hard to transport 8 people and some cameras
around.
Yeah,
I guess.
And plus their guests.
Yes.
Which, Chris, I mean, everybody goes shopping. They need clothes. And apparently, we find out Chelsea's husband comes and she needs a hat to wear to the horse races.
Everyone wears
hats. Dan, let me tell you this. You wear hats to the Kentucky Derby. You don't wear a hat when you go to the local horse races.
Well, Del Mar, have you been to Del Mar before?
I've driven by there several
times. Del Mar,
times.
It's a nice venue. It's like getting dressed
up.
Yeah,
but
it's
not like they have the Derby there. It's like you could go like you can go just about every weekend during the summer, right?
Yeah, but when you go, I mean, this is like
no one else in that entire grandstand was dressed up. I was checking it out behind them.
No, Del Mar is a nice place. Like the Beverly Hills, the Housewives of Beverly of Orange County went to Del Mar and they dressed up too and had big old hats.
And they probably sat in the suites.
Well, I think if you get a suite, you also get like grandstand, like you go to watch your race and everything.
I was just observing. No one else was even remotely dressed up. I'm talking t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, I'm sure there's that popular. But Del Mar is a lot nicer than I think you're giving it. Because I think that's where...
I've seen the place.
I'm not just saying neat, but I'm saying the crowd that goes there. It's like, you got to remember, all the LA people go, and that's where they go horse watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's closer to San Diego, but... anyhow.
Del Mar's
the point of me bringing this
is
up
a fancy
is...
place.
Chelsea has $25 in her checking account.
Oh, she...
And she needs money for an outfit and a hat from her husband. What? Does she not get paid to do her job?
I do not
know. Or do they just party that much?
I do not know Chelsea's financial situation. I don't know.
Maybe they need a joint checking account.
Maybe they do have it. Maybe she has like a side account where she has a little...
That's
like
her spending money or
spending
like her allowance?
Or walking around money, maybe. But nurses get paid pretty well, you know, for what they do and everything. When they make, you know.
And they're probably getting put up for free. It's not like they're paying rent or bills.
Yeah, they're not paying any bills. And I'm not quite sure how
they're paying food and alcohol.
Yeah.
And betting on horses money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And hat and dress money.
Hey. Well, yeah, so none of these girls were self-tanning, you know, had a tanner come by. These people,
except for Nikki.
They party all the time.
How awkward is that date that Nikki went on with Tori?
Is that the guy who, like, fell asleep the first time they got together?
Yeah, they hooked up at the club, went home, passed out. Super awkward. She's awkward.
And I think this is part of the problem with this show and why it's not getting good ratings is because it seems like a lot of these dates are, like, really set up. And you can tell, like, there's no chemistry between, like... these people.
Yeah, well, they need Chelsea's husband to be there, and they need Heather's fiance to be there for there to be some more storyline, more chemistry.
Yeah, but if you have Heather's fiance there, you're not going to get the... Like, they're milking this Adrian and Heather storyline they keep showing on the next
season. Really hope it happens, Dan.
Well, they're milking it. If nothing good happens, then this season will probably be a waste.
I mean, I don't even really care for Heather. I like Adrian. I like Chelsea. Seahorse girl's okay.
Seahorse, which one's Crystal?
Crystal, that's Tyrese gets mad, which is what I want to talk about next. Tyrese is just an awful human being, in my opinion. I'm gonna take it to that. Awful human being.
I don't know if she's an awful human being.
She's just terrible and miserable and grumpy.
She is miserable, she is grumpy.
And that's what she calls Crystal. She gets mad at her and starts calling everyone names and calls her a seahorse. I think she was trying to say horse face, but seahorse is what she got called.
I don't know which one's worse. They're both pretty bad.
Seahorse could be anything. I don't even know what that means. You're a seahorse?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what a seahorse is, right? Yeah. That's just a little, like, fish that
But it's not, they're not attractive fish. It's not like someone's like, oh, the majestic seahorse.
It's not Nemo?
It's not a nice fish. It's an ugly fish.
They have this barbecue that she pays for part of it, then sits in a lounger at the pool a good 15 feet away from everybody and does not open her mouth at all.
Doesn't seem like she has a lot in common with the cast.
How would she know? She doesn't even make an effort. It drives me nuts. And even...
again, we're only getting part of the picture.
Fernando is fed up with it.
We don't get the full picture. Well, we know Fernando. He gets along with everyone. That's why he hooks up with every guy he sees. I'm not saying...
We've only seen him hook up with one guy, Dan. Let's not blow it out of proportion.
I'm sure we've only seen one. He probably hooks up with a lot.
Yeah, and we see a lot of people hooking up over on Vanderpump Rules, too.
Yes.
And
the same people hooking up with each other.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then some tales of possibly some other things going on. 2 weeks ago, we saw the trip to Lake Arrowhead out where Stassi's mom and siblings live.
Yes.
Interesting trip out there. Then the highlight really is Jax having to coexist with Stassi's mom, and then they go out to go swimming one day. And as we all know, Jax has some new tattoos, one of which is Stassi's signature.
Worst idea ever. Like,
so you hear about people getting a tattoo of like their boyfriend or girlfriend's name, and then, oh, they break up, and then they still have it. You don't hear about a lot of people getting a tattoo of their ex-girlfriend's name. Fortunately, you can hardly read the thing.
Like, what? I don't understand what Stassi... The thing is with Stassi, like... She's kind of attractive.
So, sidebar here, Dan.
Yes.
You know, I went to New York last week.
I heard.
And I went to a couple meetings at Yahoo.
Yes.
Saw Dean Cain there. Had a near miss with Snooki and JWoww.
Yes.
Apparently, a couple days prior to me being there, Stassi was there. I was told Stassi was incredibly nice until she went on the air, and it was just like a character. She turned on this character, and that's who she is on TV. So maybe the Stassi that Jax really likes isn't who we see on TV.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I mean... I get that. Even if she's nice, like, the fact that she just, like, uses him, I don't get that part. Like, what is Jax, like, is he going to marry Stassi? Are they going to have a family and kids? Is this what he's striving for? What's his end game here?
I don't know. I mean, Jax is a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah, I think Jax could get any girl.
He could get a lot of girls.
He could get a lot of girls.
He doesn't have a lot of ambition. He is just a bartender, and he's close to 30 years old or somewhere near thereabouts. I think
he's just about 30, yeah.
That's the only thing he doesn't have going for him. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. He has no ambition, no life goals.
He has...
no.
He can talk to people.
No tangible skill to...
Hey, don't underestimate a good bar drink.
No. The best part about this week's episode...
And he's a model.
Where Jax is... He went on the modeling.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. But we can skip ahead, yeah.
Where Jax is like, yeah, I went to the modeling because the director of merchandise for this brand... Like, and I'm trying to get in.
I want to have my sweater line in Kipton one day.
I was like, oh, yes. Then I was thinking, why doesn't Jax and Rob Kardashian get together? And they could probably sell matching sweaters and matching socks.
And Brody could do the advertising.
Brody
could just wear it.
Who, like, strives for a sweater line? In L.A., no less. Like, where, I guess.
When he says that, Dan, what's the only thing you can think of? Because I have a certain thing that I could think of.
I don't know why. I was amazed that this was his ambition. Was that
the only thing I could think of? Was remember last season when they're in Vegas and he goes out and tries to fight the guy in the parking lot, and he's wearing the really heavy with big button white sweater, the big cowl neck on it.
You think that's legit?
And just tears it off in the park. I'm thinking of that sweater the whole time.
Do you think that sweater was a Jax original? I don't know.
Jax sewed that spare time.
Like, I was like, the fact that he's like, his ambition is like a sweater line. And then I like when Stassi's like, just because you can model sweaters doesn't mean you can sell them.
Yeah, so I don't. Jackson Stassi, you can tell it's going to happen. They just need to move on. They both need to move on. I'm sure. I mean, Stassi's not ugly.
No, she's not ugly.
She can find other people to date. Jax can find other people to date. It's just like they're doing it out of convenience. And there's also this thing called Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I know. Part of it's a TV show, yeah.
So we have a new girl at Sir Dan.
Yes.
Christina. I never heard of Christina before.
I have not.
But apparently she's good friends with everybody. She goes out to dinner with Katie Stassi and Kristen later in the episode. And then we get another new person.
You're just dumping it all in. I can't keep up with all these people.
Because we have a new bar, a second bar at Sir opening out in the garden, which I couldn't tell. Weren't we just talking about, like, the previous podcast that Lisa was opening a gay bar that had a garden?
Yeah. Well, I think this is
was more, this the same thing?
No, or? I think this is different. I think this is more when you're like when you were waiting at Sir.
Okay, so this is just like the cocktail area.
This is like the cocktail area, yeah.
So they need some people to staff this bar. In the previous episode, we had seen Lisa tell Tom Two or Tom Deuce, Tom Schwartz.
Tom Deuce. I don't think that. He wants to be called Tom Deuce.
Tom Schwartz.
Tom Upper Decker.
who is Katie's boyfriend, that he was too normal and had too much experience to work at Sir.
Yes.
Until they open an outdoor bar, she wants to hire Tom Schwartz. Of course, how convenient for the television show. And she also brings in a girl named Ariana, who works at
VB, as they call it.
Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca.
One of Lisa's other restaurants.
Which I
need to go to this place. Dan, you asked me earlier when you go to LA in a couple months where you need to go eat. I think we're going to send you on a reconnaissance mission. We won't tell our coworker why you're going there.
I imagine that Villa Blanca is like the minor leagues for Sir. Like, I think you have to work at Villa Blanca for like 2 years before you get to work at Sir.
I don't know. Because, I think Villa Blanca has been around longer than Sir.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think, who else? Didn't Shayna work at Villa Blanca for a little?
Shayna.
She said,
hi, my name is Shayna.
Yeah, and she worked at Villa Blanca. I think a lot of these, Tom worked at Villa Blanca. I think you have to work at Villa Blanca for a little bit.
So you think that's the training ground?
Yeah, I think it's the training ground, which might even be a better show than Vanderpump Rules.
Maybe we should have
a web series of
Villa Blanca Rules.
Yeah, Villa Blanca Rules.
So, Lisa kind of talks to Ariana, do you have any problems with anyone at Sir? And she's like, well, I don't think Kristen likes me. And Lisa's pretty much like, well, Kristen doesn't like anyone.
Even her boyfriend. She hates her boyfriend. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, not so much anymore. They seem to be getting back together a little bit.
This week, as she said.
They're doing great. He's redecorating the house.
Yeah, they're having he did a lot better hanging those
candle holders than he did putting the IKEA coffee table.
I noticed that. I was like, all right, he's getting a little bit better here.
Well, they were already put together. He just had to put some nails on the wall, which we saw a lot of wall hanging this week. Jax had to do the same thing over at Stassi's house.
But then again, Stassi's like, this guy can't do anything. Can't even nail a picture to the wall.
He can nail Stassi. Oh, so, Ariana.
Where are we at? Yes.
There's a rumor at Sir that Kristen's Tom has hooked up with Ariana before. Some differing stories on whether it's true or not.
No.
But my favorite, let me get this. My favorite one of these stories is the one told by Jax. And he's trying to kind of not throw Tom under the bus, because Jax apparently is under the impression that Ariana and Tom did hook up, right?
Jax is, yes.
Jax is under this impression.
He seems
Jax's quote, one of the best quotes of the season, in my opinion, at least from Jax, said, quote, I have not personally seen Tom have sex with Ariana. That's what he has to say about this, Dan.
But at the same time, what is that when Jax and told Stassi this, Stassi's like, well, Jax told me that they had this affair, but Jax is a liar.
But Stassi totally believes him, and she's going to defend it pretty much to the death.
Wasn't this really, like, you were watching this, you're like, oh my god, these are a bunch of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, and this is what they're, like, talking about.
Yeah, well, and Ariana, first day at Sir, Guess who's training Ariana at the bar?
The only other bartender.
There's like, well, it could have been Jax.
Yeah.
But it was Tom.
They know what they're doing.
They seem to get along pretty well.
Yeah.
Apparently, you make every drink with vodka and triple sec at Sir. I don't want any triple sec in my drink, Dan.
Triple sec is you have to have it in moderation.
Triple sec gives you that
bitter
beer face.
Did we talk about that Tom was on the hills?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that. Remember, I had it on the rundown a couple weeks ago. Remind me what his role was.
He was during a Teen Vogue casting interview.
Was he a model?
So he was talking. If it was on that, then he was probably, he went to go talk with Lauren, Elsie, and Whitney probably when they worked at Teen Vogue together.
Yeah, but he was probably a model.
Yeah, he was probably a model.
We need to track that episode down. Does it have the season and episode number there?
Season 1, episode 8.
Oh, that's money in the bank. I'll go look that up and drop it into Google Drive tonight.
Watch it.
What
do we look like?
So. Later, we'll talk a little more about that on the Retro Hills podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, LC and Whitney. So, Kristen, understandably, I guess, a little upset that Ariana is around. She confronts Stassi about Stassi going to talk to Sheena about whether this did or did not happen. Sheena says it did not, and mind you, Sheena's best friends with Ariana.
Are you keeping up, everyone?
They're having cocktails at a table in the back alley behind Sir.
I thought that was weird too. Like they hang out like in this back alley. All these
is that like where the smokers go?
Yeah, I think it's where it's like this hoity-toity restaurant.
But it was like a nice table and chairs. It wasn't like what you normally have sitting on the back alley.
Okay, well, this is again a TV show. What are you going to put, like milk crates out there where they can sit?
Absolutely,
where they can sit out. You're going to have the dish boys who are bringing the trash out come and dump
yes.
it out there? Nah, this is a TV show, so I'm sure they have to make it somewhat comfortable for the
cast. So this confrontation happens really after the next day when they go to lunch, and that's when this new Christina girl, among other times, is in the picture. And Kristen takes exception to Stassi having this conversation with Sheena. Stassi blurts out in the middle of the restaurant to Kristen, well, I was just making sure that Tom wasn't hooking up with Ariana.
Yeah.
And she didn't say it exactly like that, but more or less.
So it went from the story of, like, they might have done something in the past to now Tom is doing something in the present. That's what I got from what Stassi was like. Like, she just changed this whole story from, like, now they might have done something, like, back when they were working together. And now Stassi, the way she implied it, is like, never hooking up last night.
All right.
That's what I got for her. Also, what if you were at that restaurant and you're like eating your tacos and all these girls are like screaming at each other? And then, have you noticed?
I don't think they serve tacos at Sir Dan's.
No, this restaurant where they had this conversation.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just here for my taco plate at lunch. And then have you noticed this is like the second or third time that when these people get in arguments, one person tells another person just to leave. That's how they end the argument.
They're like, episode Shaw's, too.
Yeah, they're like, just leave. Just get out.
Like. So, yeah, and Kristen, do you ever wonder, so they're shooting that scene, Dan. Are the people, other people eating in that restaurant, are they patrons?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, can you imagine eating your taco dinner? Your taco.
Are they patrons or are they extras?
I don't know, but I would be.
Which leads me to a question that I ask Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Where we continually just set up situations for them to argue. I don't know if after this talk right now, Dan, I don't know if there's any reason to further discuss that show on this podcast.
You act like you've never seen a Real Housewives episode. Like
I've never really watched Real Housewives.
Orange
remember?
County, Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Miami, Washington, D.C. They're all the same.
Okay. Well, to connect my segue, and I think last night or Monday night's episode, they all go to like a rooftop pool deck to eat lunch.
Real quick, before you go to the story, one other thing they all do in every episode, every season, they go to a sex shop. Each season,
Brandy and Carlton
each show,
have that.
Like, yeah, someone always ends up at a sex shop.
I guess it could have been worse. They could have sent some very homely people to the.
I guess.
Anyhow. They go up to this, and do you see all the people that they walk past in fully clothed in the pool loungers?
Yes.
extras or real people?
Personally, I think it could be real people. That's just like a bar that they go to and they just happen to
be in the middle of the day?
Yes. I think again,
that people go to the pool top bar fully clothed in the middle of the day.
I think California people are weird. We don't, well, what time? So this is during prom season. So it's like May, right? Because they were going to prom afterwards.
I mean, these people weren't like at the pool.
Yeah.
And it's middle of the day.
Was it the middle of the day?
It's the middle of the day.
I don't know. I think they
bright
were just,
sunshiny.
Yeah, it could have been like evening. I don't know.
I don't know. Just something I was thinking about. Here's something that I want to discuss, Dan. One of the topics this week was how Kyle and Kim and now Nikki and Paris and the whole Hilton people, how can Kyle and Kim had to grow up in the spotlight. Do you, what spotlight, I'm wondering while I'm watching this, what spotlight did they grow up in? Do you know?
Weren't Paris and, are you talking Kyle and Kim?
I'm talking Kyle and Kim.
Well, they were in pretty big movies in the 70s. They were like child actors.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? They're like, Kim was in the original Race to Witch Mountain, which was a big movie back in the 70s, like a Disney movie.
I can't say that I've ever seen that one, but
The Rock
I did,
just did a remake.
I did
of
look
movie.
Up their IMDb pages.
They're pretty big in the 70s.
I have a lot of shows that I want to go back and see them in now. So check out Kim Richards. This is a great run of 80s television. Magnum PI, The Dukes of Hazzard, Chips. She was on Alice. She was on Different Strokes. She had 3 episodes on Different Strokes. Lots of other stuff. She's on the Rockford Files. Classic television, Dan.
This is the 3rd season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Most people already understand this and knew this.
It's more than the 3rd season, isn't it?
I think it's only the 3rd. I think it's the 3rd season for them.
You look that up while I'm reading this off. And did you know that some of them are still... Some of the Richard sisters are still doing stuff. Kyle was on CSI 2 years ago.
Yes.
She's in pre-production for some movie called The Hungover Games.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
But I was perhaps most impressed with...
This season
that she was on 21 episodes of ER in 98.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I didn't watch ER either, so...
But perhaps, I guess my favorite, she was on Beverly Hills 90210. I'm going to go look that one up.
Yeah, so this is season 4. We're getting into. So there have been 3 seasons. We're moving into the 4th season.
Gotcha. And then Little House on the Prairie was one of her bigger ventures. So I didn't know that. So that was something new for me this week. We have Lisa gets another dog. Like Lisa really needs another dog.
You wonder, so dogs can, they leave messes everywhere. They kind of stink sometimes. Like, that's one. Can you imagine having 5 dogs running around your multi-million dollar
house?
She
just got a really big dog. Golden Retrievers aren't
small.
Yeah,
I know. And it's small now, but it's gonna end up being a big dog. I just can't imagine having 5 dogs running around your house. Yeah. It blows my mind.
And I guess really the main plot line from Beverly Hills this week was this whole Cirque trip, the Cirque school, where Kim has set up this day for them all to go kind of just do circus trapeze type stuff.
Yes.
And this thing just kind of blows me away. They sit down at the Cirque school and immediately start having an argument about having fun and not arguing and leaving baggage behind. They're arguing about having fun and not arguing.
The only thing that surprised me about the scene was they weren't drinking white wine. Like, that was the only part of that. Like, everywhere else they would be drinking, white wine. Like, they finally went to some place they couldn't drink wine at.
Brandy was good at the circus stuff.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Well, she's one of the younger ones.
She did call herself a whore and say, yes, I'm good at these things.
Yes. I think she said, I can call myself. But wasn't she like, I know I'm a whore or whatever thing, but you don't need to keep talking about it.
So, yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Let's move on.
It is what it is.
Let's move on. Let's talk about Shaw's real quick.
Real quick, Shaw's.
So, really, this whole episode is centered on Gigi being mad that her boyfriend is looking at other girls in a club. And then MJ takes it upon herself to immediately tell Gigi's boyfriend about Gigi making out with another guy at Lily's party last week.
True.
Oh, snap!
All true facts. There was no lying going on in between any of that.
Aren't Gigi and MJ supposed to be homegirls?
Yeah, I do kind of... I get both people's point. Like, it's not MJ's place to, like, rat out Gigi. But at the same time, Gigi was getting all over her boyfriend for staring at a butt. While Gigi is a... They were on a two-day break. And she's making out with some dude at Lily's party.
Yeah, and then later on, she goes over to MJ's house to ask why she told... And MJ pretty much straight up tells her because it was funny.
Yeah. Same time. You notice that MJ cannot walk past a mirror without herself, like, gawking at it? Like, every time, like, watch her in her apartment. Every time she sees a mirror, she just starts, like, playing with her hair and, like, filling with her lips.
Right.
MJ's got some issues, I think.
One thing I want to bring up real quick, I don't have much to say about it, but how about when Lily goes out to eat with her friend and orders about 10 items from the menu? Because she's trying to raise her weight, Dan, from 97 pounds to 105 pounds.
It wasn't like she was ordering celery sticks. She got, like, pizza, a couple of pizzas, some mac and cheese.
Oh, just loaded up.
Yeah, she got some carbs.
Wow. She's trying to develop some curves.
Yeah, but at the same time, she probably went and threw it all up at the same time, too.
Maybe she's got a really high metabolism.
Maybe. I don't know if she...
So, what'd you think about Asa visiting the Diamond Water plant yet again? To give it some good juju.
The best part was watching, like, you could see in the background, like, the workers, like, trying to watch her. And, like, guy was, like, fixing one of the machines. And, like, she was dancing right in front of him. And he was like, what is going on here? Like, could you imagine having to put up with all this kind of stuff? You're like, oh, yeah. God.
So she goes and does that. And then she's got to turn around and get back to go to this party for Mike's brother who just became a doctor.
Dentist.
Was it a dentist?
Yeah, he was a dentist.
I thought it was just a doctor. Dentist isn't really a doctor. Didn't you watch The Hangover?
I think my dentist is called the doctor.
Oh. So, do you think all of the members of the gang really know Mike's family?
Yes.
They all seem to know them really well.
Well, I think they're just all part of this Persian community in Los Angeles. And so I think it's a really... probably tight community.
Yeah.
And I think they've all gone to each other's graduation parties. I think all of them have gone to each other's, you know.
All hosted here at the Olympic whatever.
Yeah. Can you imagine how bad that room smells? Like all the curry. Listen,
you could smell the stew in the carpet.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. I like when the lady was like showing them around, like the hoity-toity, and she was trying to sell them and everything. And then like the manager comes in and just starts talking to them in the local language. In their like...
In Iranian,
yeah,
I guess.
Iranian or whatever, and they're like, okay, yeah, just and she was like, okay, well, I guess you guys don't need me.
My favorite part of the whole party is when the waitress is walking around with a tray of tequila shots, asking if anyone would like a couple shots. Have you ever been to that party, Dan? Where someone's just walking around with trays of shots? I've been to a bar once. I was in Omaha for the College World Series, the first time I ever went, and I'm at a bar with a bunch of LSU baseball fans. And they close the door and walk around with these enormous trays of Jägermeister shots for the entire bar. Never seen it again anywhere else.
No, I haven't seen that, but I have a quick bar story. One time I was at a bar and someone was walking around with a watermelon soaked in vodka.
And scooping out balls
yeah,
for people?
Yeah, and you could grab a piece of it and like... And he was like, I made this at home, and I brought it here, and he, like, was passing it around.
It's like some high school movie.
Yeah, it's a little hole-in-the-wall bar that I used to go to, and he just walked, this guy was...
Didn't they do that? Didn't they have a watermelon soaked in Everclear and Can't Hardly Wait?
Maybe. That's what it sounds
like. Anything
right.
to get Can't Hardly Wait yeah. incorporated in this podcast.
It's been a while since we've
So, wow. MJ and GD really hit the fan at this party. And I like that MJ keeps trying to fix Gigi's necklace.
Oh, it's smacker.
While they're fighting. Yeah. Is that what you're focused on, MJ?
Well, I think...
And the Gigi just flips out, takes the necklace off. And I liked what her sister did. Sister steps in and is like, has to like mom her out of the room. Like, no, get up, we're leaving. No, we're leaving, get up. And gets her out, this needs to happen more on these shows. So you don't ruin someone else's event?
Yeah, well, that's what I think. That's why
That's what you think it's a real show.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Shaw's that I don't think that probably makes it better than like the Real Housewives is that you can tell these people know each other and like love, like kind of like each other, and they're part of this community.
Yeah,
because like a Real Housewives, they wouldn't
care about ruining someone's wedding.
Yeah. Or like,
and they're worried about disturbing this guy's doctor party.
Yeah, and the same time where, you know, if you were making fun of MJ kind of playing around with Gigi's necklace during this fight, well, because I'm sure they have these fights all the time because they've been friends for years, and so to MJ something silly going on,
Golnessa,
and Gigi's probably just like, hey, you know, let me get this off my chest, and so I don't think they were taking it that seriously.
So it's time for a little news, Dan.
Little news. Let's do a little news. I think
actually wait real quick. Did you happen to see the little teasers for Watch What Happens Live? Maybe it was on Monday night where Andy was sitting there, and did you see the bottle of water he was holding in his hand?
No, I didn't. Was it diamond water?
Guess what kind of water it was. Wow. It was the bottle with the diamond lid on it, so they actually got made, I guess.
I guess. I mean, money talks. They'll make it.
Can we buy some diamond water? All right, Dan. News. You're the news guy. Take us away.
I got a news story. I mean, last couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the courtship of Kris Jenner and Ben. How do you say his last name?
Flanjic,
yeah, the former Bachelor. Right. We were talking how they were hooking up. Well, guess what? Kris Jenner says they're not hooking up. Ben even says that he's going on dates with other girls. That they're just kind of like business partners trying to work on some sort of deal. And then on a related story, Courtney, Ben's pick from
Courtney Robertson.
Yeah, Robertson. Apparently, she's writing a bachelor tell-all book, where she's going to drop the bomb on, you know, some what really happens during the Bachelor.
She was like one of the biggest villains ever on the show.
Yeah, you got to like the way she played the game, though.
It's not a game, Dan. It's love. What else you got? Well, I didn't really have any news items, but I do now because I just Googled Diamond Water, realdiamondwater.com. You can buy a 12-pack of 1-liter bottles for $36.
Oh, my Lord, that's a lot of money.
Or you can buy an 18-pack of 18-ounce bottles for $36. Well, actually, not really $35.82.
Wow. That's a lot of money for water.
Don't you want to taste it?
No.
I want to taste it.
I mean, I'm not going to pay $35 to taste it, though.
Maybe this may be Dan's Christmas present.
You're going to buy it.
I'll get him a few bottles of diamond water. We didn't have Kardashians the last 2 weeks, but it is coming back for like
their one episode.
One more episode. It's like their Christmas card and like the end of the year episode.
It's a Christmas special. Sounds pretty stupid.
Kendall Jenner dating Harry Styles.
Taylor
Swift's leftovers.
Wasn't she dating Jada Smith?
I think Kylie dates Jaden Smith.
Okay, I can't keep up with these kids.
I'm not for sure on that.
One of them was, the young one.
Yeah, I think it's Kylie Jenner. Yeah, they sat together at the AMAs.
Oh, good for them.
News items for you this week, Dan?
That's all I got.
Got The Bachelor airing Sunday night specials throughout January leading up to Deshaun Lowe and Catherine live wedding. So I know you're excited about that.
I was thinking...
Starting the day before the season's January 6th Monday night premiere. So get excited.
I always think it's not enough that we get two hours of Bachelor during the Monday. But I was like, hey, let's throw in an extra hour.
You need some behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, let's get an extra hour of Bachelor.
Well, we already brought it to you here before that Sean and Catherine are already married.
Yes.
They got married in Las Vegas.
All the listeners of the After Reality TV podcast get the inside information that you're not going to get from ABC.
We tried to break it.
We tried to break it.
No one wanted to break it. We're keeping it exclusive right here on the After Reality TV podcast. Dan, we got to go, but before we do, where can everyone find us on the interwebs?
You can hit us up at Twitter at After Reality Pod or like our Facebook page, After Reality TV Podcast.
And you are on Twitter?
At Daniel Oehler, Oehler.
You can find me on Twitter at SpencerK11. We will be back next Thursday, first week of December.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. But until then, we remind you, we like bears and we like Mexican food. We'll see you right here next time on the After Reality TV podcast.